New Ixit is both one of the newest communities on the North Slope and one of the oldest. The area was inhabited for centuries by the Inupiat and then abandoned for Barrow. In 1973, former community members decided to resettle the area and build a village far from the bustle of the regional hub. But just 25 years later, the bustle came to them in the form of Alpine Oil Field. For our series on culture in Alaska, APRN contributor Ann Hillman found out how the oil company and the community have learned to communicate with one another.
Elder Lydia Solvovic grew up in the Colville Delta, home to the modern-day community of New Ixit.
I always have dog team. I have fun with my dog team. Hunting squirrel, hunting ptarmigan.
Her family was one of the last to leave the area in 1948 for Barrow, a larger town with schools. When they lived in Barrow, she worked as a waitress in different restaurants. But eventually, it became too much.
Too much alcohol. That's how come we want to move back here. Too much. Can't stay dry over there.
So they joined a group that wanted to reestablish a settled community in the Delta. She arrived in New Ixit on the back of a snow machine in 1973 and moved into a tent with her children and the rest of the new settlers. Now, New Ixit boasts perfectly straight streets lined with wooden houses, a school, a store, churches, an airport, and oil. Elder Joe Napakiak says his ancestors knew about oil in the region.
They have known these natural oil seepage around the tundra. So they would come to some of the certain places where there's oil seep, and they might, in those years, they would go dig up oil-soaked tundra and use it to heat their tile houses and whatever that may require of them.
But Napakiak says that's not why people returned to the area. They came for the hunting and the fishing, the same things their ancestors sought in the region. Within 25 years of the founding of New Ixit in the 1990s, the subsistence-based community had to start thinking about oil development. James Tulloch is the cultural coordinator for the city of New Ixit. He says when oil companies first came to the area, they didn't bother to communicate with the local residents.
Coming to a small community to do a meeting, you know, back then, it wouldn't have been a thought. But these days, it's mandatory.
Alpine Oil Field sits 8 miles from the community of New Ixit. It was the first major development near the community, and ConocoPhillips first started commercially producing oil there in 2001. They run three other sites in the Colville Delta. Other companies, like Pioneer Natural Resources, operate fields in the vicinity. Tulloch, sitting in the bustling but tiny city office, says that when the oil companies began reaching out to the community, they were in for a surprise.
I think it's a culture shock to a lot of the outsiders. You know, They're used to set times, given times, and appointments, and making sure that they're either early or on time for these appointments and deadlines. You know, you come to a community here like New Ixit, and I can think anywhere in rural Alaska villages, I mean, they realize that, okay, maybe you're right. I should slow down and just take it easy, you know, soak in the day, you know.
He says they also had to learn about different mannerisms. Eye contact is less important in Inupiat culture. People raise their eyebrows to say yes. And the Inupiat had to learn about the outsiders and their fast ways and sometimes confusing body language. But over time, and through cross-cultural education by the city, both sides came up to speed.
But I think on all sides, at least for New Ixit that I can speak for, I think, I think that bridge has been crossed where, you know, we're able to communicate just as well with them at their speed as they are with us.
To help maintain the bridge between the community and the oil companies, some businesses, such as Pioneer Natural Resources, attend the annual Nluqqatuq festivals each summer and dance with the community during the festival's closing. Pioneer, which operates a small oil field from a man-made island 2.5 miles offshore, provides a barbecue at the event that celebrates the yearly whale harvest. Dale Hoff, a senior land manager with Pioneer, says they also require all of the workers to attend orientation sessions about the local culture, whaling, and sensitive parts of the Arctic environment.
It's important to our company because really the people of New Ixit are our closest neighbor. We're about 25 miles away from their village, which seems like a long way to many people, but in the Arctic it's pretty close, and we'd like to maintain the respect for these, for the community here, as well as have them understand what we do. And we've had people out to the island to see how we operate, and we've got a good working relationship with everybody here in the village.
And James Tollick, who helps coordinate some of the cross-cultural meetings, agrees that the companies are much more respectful than they used to be. But that doesn't mean that the entire community is completely happy with oil development in the area. Multiple elders said that the pipelines changed where the caribou herd travels. The animals don't come as close to the community anymore, making hunting harder. And the hunting grounds of their ancestors were the reason that many of them came back. For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.